Hey guys, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. I want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you, and maybe you've joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony or just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you'll find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, grow in your marriage, and grow in your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. If you're going to get a vision for your life, the devil has one weapon. He's going to lie to you. You're too dumb, too old, you're too uneducated, too stupid, too fat, you're too alone. Shut up. I'm a child of God. I'm the head, not the tail, above and not beneath, and everything I set in my hand to prosper. Angels camp around about me everywhere I go. I am surrounded with a shield of divine favor. I have the mind of Christ and the wisdom of God. You got to start saying what God says. God's word works only one way, and it has to be spoken. The devil's not afraid of me. I'm born again in spirit filled. I'm going to heaven. It does not scare him. I got scripture inside of me. That doesn't scare him. Scripture coming out of my mouth, that scares him. That terrifies him. He will flee as in sheer terror when I begin to speak what God says. Do you understand that? That's why let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the weak say I'm strong. Let the poor say I'm rich. Call those things that be not as though they are. Speak to the mountain. Speak to the storm. Speak to the devil. But if you don't know the word of God, you'll just cry to God. And God's not moved by pity. He's only moved by faith. Hebrews says, without faith, we don't please God. Without faith, 1 Peter 5, we don't whip the devil. I saw my kids. I love my kids. They're all talented, different, got different gifts and abilities, and they're getting ready to leave home. I said, listen, guys, if you don't get in the Word of God, if you're not in church, if you're not listening to your pastor, if you're not hanging out and visiting, volunteering, paying your tithe, hell's coming. Because we're not home. We're on an alien planet. When Adam and Eve sinned, listen, you know Adam and Eve, you remember Genesis 1, 2, 3? Everything was wonderful. Great neighborhood. Great economy. Great climate. Clothes were cheap. It was an incredible place. And the devil came to them and lied to them. Are you sure God's good? I don't think God's that good. I think God's got something better. He's hanging out on him. So they begin to, Lucifer lied to Adam and Eve until he got them to sin. Well, when they sinned, they realized, my goodness, we're buck naked. We need some clothes. God comes walking through the garden. Adam, where are you? Well, they knew where he was. He's trying to get him to respond. Well, I'm over here. What are you doing? I'm hiding. Why are you hiding? Did you eat the fruit I told you not to eat? It was the woman you gave me. You know, God, me and you, we were good. We've had it made. We had it close. And ever since you brought her into my life's been going downhill ever since she's come into my life. I'm not, it's in there. God comes to the woman. What's your story? Snake. I told you like snakes. You made it. Just snake's fault. Snake's fault. Not my fault. Snake's fault. So every time somebody's in sin, I've done family counsel for years. But one for them. If one for them, one for that, I'd be fine. Sure. Bless your heart. You little 5-year-old thumb sucking. Anyhow. And so I tell them, when Adam sinned, Satan became the god of this planet. 2 Corinthians 4:4, Satan is the god of this planet. Jesus is my Lord, but he's not Lord over this planet. If Jesus is Lord over planet Earth, he's doing a sorry job. And if that's my God, he's doing a real sorry job, because there's earthquakes and famines and pestilence and disease. Man, if that's all you can do here, it's not too good. I thought you were all powerful. I am. What's going on? I'm not Lord over there. Satan's God of the planet. Little G, temporary. His lease is running out. He knows that's why he's mad. We're going to take it back. Then there'll be a new heaven, new earth. But he has the lease. He got it legally from Adam. That's why God came in the garden and told Lucifer. Now listen, Hoss, I knew this was going to happen in case you think you've done something. I knew what you were going to do. I knew what Adam's going to do. One day I'm going to come in the flesh and I'm going to take this back. The entire Bible is a story about two men, two Adams. First Adam lost it all. Second Adam got it all back. He said, I know what you did, but don't worry. I'm going to come in the flesh and take it back. Now, why in the flesh? Well, because God can't cheat. He gave this entire planet to a man. A man gave it away. A man's got to get it back. God can't show up like Superman and take it back from the devil. I will come as a man and get it back. That's why the virgin birth, silent night, holy night, we through kings of Orinar, you know the Christmas story. They don't put it real graphic. Can you imagine? Angel shows up. Hey, baby doll. You're going to have a baby. Virgin birth. What kind? Virgin birth. I don't think I've ever heard of that. Well, you're going to be the first and the only. She gets all excited. Well, be it unto me according to the will of God. And she's so excited that she tells her fiance, hey, I'm going to have a baby. I'm going to have the Son of God. Are you pregnant? They don't put that in the movie. Yes, that's it. I'm leaving. And of course he does. Joseph's going to leave, and the angel has to appear to him. Shut up. Get back over here. Do this. This is going to have the Son of God. I'm doing this. Okay. And so they get back together, and things are kind of exciting for a few months. Then it's time to have the baby. She's 9 months pregnant, and they get a thing in the mail. Hey, you got to go pay your taxes. Oh, dear God, you're kidding. Yeah, and you got to go to your hometown of Bethlehem. That's a long way off. Oh, my goodness. How are we going to get there? Well, I don't know, but you got to go pay your taxes. Now, I don't like riding on donkeys. I've ridden on many a donkey in my life as a kid on a farm. I cannot imagine being on a donkey 9 months pregnant. It looks good on a Christmas card. It is not. She looks holy on that Christmas card. That was not fun. Oh, man. Well, you know, I'm having the Son of God, and angels are appearing, and kumbaya, and we are special. And we get down to Bethlehem, and, you know, the Holiday Inn's full, the Howard Johnson's full, the Hampton's full, the Marriott's full, the Radisson's full. Hey, we mean there's no rooms. I'm having the Son of God. There's got to be a room. No rooms real full. We do have a stable. Oh, that can't be right. Well, it is. You've got to be kidding. Now, I bet Joseph's mind's going crazy. Like, what in what? Man, we were excited there for a while. What is going on? So they find the stable. I grew up on a farm. Stables are skanky. It's full of stuff. Stuff you have to shovel. Mangers are skanky because when a cow eats hay, when a cow eats hay, he slobbers. And when that slobber hits something dry, it's real shiny, like it's shellac. Why is that manger so shiny? That's dried cow slobber. So Mary has the baby. There's no 911. We don't have any clean sheets. We don't have a Boy Scout knife. And all of a sudden, that baby pops out in that manger full of stuff. Like, Joseph, oh, dear Lord. And of course, the cord's stuck and the blood's on the thing. And the baby's crying. And while he's on that baby, a bunch of crazy shepherds show up at the door of the barn. Hey, get out of here. My wife's having a baby. No, a bunch of angels showed up, said the Son of God had been born. We want to come see. Now, get out of here. What angels? I ain't got no angel in here. And, you know, and then he's trying to cut the cord. I don't know how he got it cut. That's not in the Christmas movie either. Well, he finally get him another little rent house, and finally a bunch of wise men show up with a lot of cash. Like, where you been? You know, we had to have that baby in a barn. You should have been here earlier. And then another angel shows up. You got to go down to Egypt and hide. Herod's going to try to kill the baby. Well, if you're God, why can't you just kill Herod? No, it doesn't work that way. Trust me. You've got to go to Egypt. Well, they go down, they come back, and 30 years go by, not one miracle happens. You know, it was just kind of a crazy story. The reason I tell that to my kids and tell you is that I don't care if you're the Son of God. You still got stuff you got to overcome. God may have given you a vision for your life. You still have to go whip something. My whole family, and we're the only preachers in our family, and they call, what's going on? I don't understand why God let this happen. God didn't let this happen. The devil did this to you. God didn't let this happen. The devil did this. Your job is to resist the devil, rebuke him, plead the blood, use the word, say something. God's not in charge. He's in heaven. It's air conditioned. Laser light show going on, gold streets, angels flapping wings. They're eating good. You're not there. You're down here. What part of that are you not getting? That's why you go to church, to get the word of God, so you can go slap the devil and take some territory and get a vision for your life. So anyhow, we went through the whole process, and I took my kids, and I get that vision thing, so finally they're getting in it. Now, what I'm going to do, it's a kind of an interesting sermon. I'm going to start in the book of Jude. Well, actually, let me quote John 10, because there's two kingdoms. John 10, verse 10. The thief, the devil, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and life more abundant. Two kingdoms, one's stealing, killing, and destroying. One's bringing me life and life more abundant. There's no third kingdom. You're not waiting somewhere to decide which one you want to be in. You're in one or the other right now. That's why God gave us a choice. You choose. I said, boy, life, death, blessing, cursing, choose which one you want. Well, God, that's hard. I don't know. We might have to pray about that a while. Let's see, life or death. I don't know. That's a hard choice. Blessing or cursing? I don't know. Cursing? I don't know. And people do it every day. They choose death. They choose cursing. They won't choose God because they want to be God themselves, which is what the devil tried to do to Adam. So all of a sudden we realized we got two kingdoms at war. We got to figure out what we're doing. So I told my kids, when they said, Dad, what's going on? Well, we're on planet Earth, and it's a great time to be alive. If God could have asked me, Joe, when would you like to be alive? Well, Father, I don't know. What's my options? Well, you want to be alive here in the beginning with Adam and Eve in the garden? I don't think so. That's going to go kind of bad. They're going to get fired from their job, evicted from their house. Their kids are going to start killing each other. I don't want to be born then. Well, how about Noah? You like boats, don't you? Love boats. Well, how about Noah? Big boat. No, I don't think so. Big boat, no rudder, smelly animals, 1 year. No, thank you. I don't want to be on that boat. How about when my son's born? You want to be born then? No, darkest period of history. They're going to nail people to crosses on either side of Jerusalem. No, thank you. I don't want to show up then. Well, Joe, you got to pick some time to be born. When would you like to be born? Well, Father, if I can choose, I want to be born in the last days when your spirit is poured out without measure. Sons and daughters are prophesying. We're dreaming dreams and having visions. I want to be alive in the greatest moment of human history when two kingdoms are at war and we're the one that's winning. That's when I want to be alive. For whatever reason, God has chosen to allow me and my family to be alive in the last days. It's an incredible time. There's never been a better time to get married. One of my daughters got married last week. I said, greatest time in history to get married. Never been a better time to get married, have a baby, and start a business. God is moving like a freight train. Woo! But if you're not in your Bible, you don't know that. You're just watching the news like... I'll read just five passages here real quick. Jude, the book of Jude. There's no chapters, just verses. Back toward Revelation. Jude, verse 14. Enoch, who lived in the seventh generation after Adam, prophesied about these people. Well, now what people? Well, there's two kingdoms. These are the nasty people he's prophesying about. He's telling about what's going to happen in the last days. He prophesied about it years before they were ever born. He said, listen, the Lord is coming with countless thousands of his holy ones. That's us. To execute judgment on the people of the world, he will convict every person of all the ungodly things that they have done and for all the insults that ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These people are grumblers and complainers. I made a list for my daughters one time of everybody they really ought to think about marrying. Here, there should be some good people to marry. Why don't you marry a grumbler and a complainer? I mean, just ask them questions and see what they say. Are they grumbling and complaining? Well, that's who you want to suck the lips off their face. That would be a great person to hook up with. A grumbler and a complainer living only to satisfy their own desires. They're only thinking about them. You ought to marry that. Somebody who only thinks about themselves. They don't think about you. And it's a real low maintenance deal. It's all about them. It's all about you. Somebody who brags loudly about themselves. Let me tell you what I've done. Blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you where I've been. Blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you what I'm doing. Blah, blah, blah. I don't care about you, but let me talk about me. Blah, blah, blah. I. Blah, 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 blah. Man, that'd be a good person to marry. I just feel excited thinking about it. They brag loudly about themselves. They flatter others to get what they want. But you, my dear friends, must remember what the apostles of the Lord Jesus said. They told you that in the last days there would be scoffers whose purpose in life is to satisfy their ungodly desires. These people are the ones who are creating divisions among you. They follow their own natural instincts because they do not have God's Spirit in them. But you, my dear friends, must do these three things. And here's what he said. Here's the other side, the other kingdom. Number one, build up yourself on your most holy faith. Pastors taught us for years. Faith comes one place. Faith comes by hearing him by the word of God. If you're not reading this, you have no faith. And I will tell you, the devil is attracted to weakness. He's not going to hit me where I'm strong. He's going to hit me where I'm weak. But thank God the Bible promises where I'm weak, there will God make me strong. That's why you need to meditate this day and night. Joshua 1, Psalms 1. Meditate. Then you'll prosper and have good success. Why? This is my weapon. God's word in me coming out of my mouth is the sword of the spirit. The devil's terrified of that word coming out of my mouth. I'm going to say what God says about my family, my health, my wealth, my money, my marriage. I'm going to say what God says, and I'm not going to become a newspaper editor from hell. Well, you know what they did? You know what they said? You know what they think? We don't need any more of that. We got plenty of that. It's on 24 hours a day on five different channels. We need somebody to start saying what God says, not report what the devil's doing. That's good. Build up yourself with your most holy faith. Oh, that means I need to read my Bible. Number two, pray in the Holy Ghost. Now, you can't shortcut this. It means what it says. What's that mean? Pray in the Spirit. You don't do it to show off in a church service. You pray in the Spirit because you're praying the absolute perfect will of God for your life. The Holy Ghost that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us and will pray through us to the Father things about our future we don't even know about. Why? Because if you don't pray it, it can't happen. Throughout the New Testament, Jesus repeated it 12 times, 18 if you want to stretch it. I know what you need before you ask. Well, good. No, you don't understand. I'm trying to tell you something. I know what you need before you ask, but I need you to ask. Why? Satan's got of that planet. I'm not allowed down there unless you invite me. Pray without ceasing. And everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning. Prayer's not a religious thing. It's a legal thing. You can suck rug for 3 hours. God's not impressed. If you start speaking his word, God can move. God said, I watch over my word, not your need. I watch over my word. Give me my word. That's why he had it written down. That's why it says in Mark 4, if you read this, you open this Bible up, the devil comes immediately. I had an uncle I just saw in Tennessee, so I never seen a devil. What? I never seen no devil. Come here a minute. What? Come here a minute. And I had my Bible because we did a wedding. So come here. I said, here. Hey, read something. What? I don't care. Just read here. Here's a page. Just read something. Start right there. Verse 1. Read that. Why? Well, because you said you've never seen the devil. There's not one. No, trust me. The Bible says if you read this, he'll come immediately. So if you want to see him, here, read something. He'll show up. He said, close that up. I'm not exaggerating. He did. Close that up. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday through Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Make sure you go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.